AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Prosecutor in Atlanta says she expects to announce this summer whether she'll press charges over alleged meddling by Donald Trump and his allies in the 2020 presidential election.
Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis sent a letter to the county sheriff suggesting they start preparing for heightened security between July and September, when she expects to announce charging decisions in the Georgia election investigation. It began after a call between Donald Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was made public. At a rally Friday, the former president said if reelected, he'll be investigating those now investigating him.
For their illegal, racist, in reverse enforcement of the law.
Last month, Trump's legal team asked that Willis be banned from prosecuting Trump and that the grand jury's report be thrown out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Closing arguments in the Capitol riot trial of Proud Boys leaders. The prosecutor says they viewed themselves as foot soldiers for Donald Trump, ready for all-out war. Defense attorneys say there's no evidence of a conspiracy or a plan for Proud Boys to attack the Capitol. Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit against Fox News didn't go to trial, but still revealed plenty of what Fox personalities, including Tucker Carlson, had been saying about false claims of election fraud. Now Carlson's been let go, despite being Fox's top-rated host. And longtime CNN host Don Lemon has been fired. It comes a little over 2 months after he had to apologize to viewers for on-air comments about Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, saying the 51-year-old was not in her prime. Lisa Dwyer with News of Action on abortion.
North Dakota's Republican governor has signed legislation banning abortion at 6 weeks of pregnancy. The ban allows no exceptions for cases of rape or incest, making it one of the strictest in the country.
This is AP News. President Biden has honored the nation's best teachers. Sagar Magani has the story.
In the Rose Garden, the president said teachers do things like bringing snacks for hungry students.
Spending your own money on school supplies.
And face the unique challenges of today's teachers.
Explaining the unexplainable, from banned books to duck and cover drills.
Amid a plague of deadly school shootings.
Teaching should not be a life-threatening profession.
One that also should not deal with politicians trying to score political points by banning books.
Empty shelves don't help kids learn very much.
The event honored Teachers of the Year from every state, with Oklahoma's Rebecca Peterson named the top teacher. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the president of South Korea visits the White House this week, a state dinner set for Wednesday. Crab cakes, beef short ribs, and a deconstructed banana split on the menu. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.